days. There is little time. Flowers run to seed so fast under this strong sun, this dry blue sky, their leaves curling crisply, blanching. Their hurry towards death unsettles me as their stems rattle brown, poppy seeds pouring through my fingers, tiny and dark, pouring away like hard-shelled seconds. I want to inhabit each day slowly, quietly, as if it were an ancient manor among gentle lands, with warm red brick thick with years, that smells of fires and of rose petals as they overflow cracked china bowls, where time hangs in the spaces between each tick of the clock, and open doors let in the endless songs of trees. There, I could think, uncurl fresh leaves as time shimmers like the deep pool full of lilies where the bright dragonfly waits and waits.